listening to Recharged Radio.
Independent radio for independent music. From the oldest big city in the world, or so he claims. Broadcasting on rechargeradio.com and podcasting at the justinwayneshow.com. Can you guess? Yes, that's right, folks. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you may be. It's the Justin Wayne Show. After the metal mood, Joe. I was saying we should do a little comedy segment about metal singer goes to order pizza. I want a pepperoni. I don't know. Sorry.
You have seen Death Clock, right? And Metalocalypse.
No. Is that what they do? They make fun of it? Oh, good. Oh, good. Of course, Moomin is still here, along with Mr. Mark Riley.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Yeah. And Mark's going to be along with us. He's got lots of cool musical endeavors going on. We've got some gigs coming up that we're involved with. And Mark is, I think I'm more your right-hand person than I am yours, but we do lots of things together, so it's always good to have him along.
Thank you very
on
much.
The show to talk about things that are going on, especially up in this the wonderful world of Enfield.
Yeah,
which isn't really in London, but not really out of it. It seems
sort of in that way. In that sticks.
Well, we've got are we playing this on already? What's going on here? It really wants to play, really does, and we're gonna listen to it now. It's by a band called The Manic Shine, which you may have heard before. If you haven't, you will. You may have just heard it a little bit just now. They are The Manic Shine. I've played their song Miss Nothing a bunch because they're fantastic. But this tune is a little different. It's called My Woman. I love nothing about you. And I play that only because Jamie hasn't made it home yet. So it's not, but I don't, that's not how I feel about my wife. But there you go. Anyway, once again, it's The Manic Shine here on The Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
Yeah. To be driven, not controlled. Recharged Radio.
You think you're cold, chuck it on that cold stick. Said you'll see it wasn't really worth it. You say you don't ever want to get old anyway. And you think it's all a waste of time. Or maybe you should take a little time to readjust the fabrics of your mind and lay them out so you can see their colours. And it's all a waste of time. Yeah, it's all a waste of time. But hey, hey, we're still young, right? We're old enough to stay up late as we like. Sure, it's wise to try and get an early night, but sleeping's just such a waste of time. Cause I know, and you know, we all know, but I'll say it anyway. It's Friday night, we should be out at play. Why would you much rather stay in bed? It's Friday night, we should be out at play. Why would you much rather stay in bed? You're cool, is it really all that cool to be playing a fool with me? Cause you know I can see right through your colours. Because they're all laid out for all to see. And I don't really care if you don't believe me. There's still time to make most of what's left before it's all up and gone away. But hey, hey, we're still young, right? We're old enough to stay up late as we like. Sure, it's wise to try and get an early night, but sleeping's just such a waste of time. Cause I know, and you know, we all know, but I'll say it anyway. It's Friday night, we should be out at play. Why would you much rather stay in bed? It's Friday night, we should be out at play. Why would you much rather stay in bed? Oh, hey, 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 we're still young, right? We're old enough to stay up late as we like. Sure, it's wise to try and get an early night, but sleeping's just such a waste of time. 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 Cause I know, and you know, we all know, but I'll say it anyway. It's Friday night, we should be out at play. Why would you much rather stay in bed? It's Friday night, we should be out at play. Why would you much rather stay in bed? It's Friday night, we should be out at play. Why would you much rather stay in bed?
Friday night, we should be out at play. Why would you much rather stay in bed?
Right, I know what I'm doing, pushing buttons and things. That was the Van Susans. They played a big gig 2 weeks ago now at the O2 Indigo and sold it out, and it was fantastic. And I was stuck at home. I made bad chicken, and I was going to go. It was one of those...
Bad chicken? How'd you make bad chicken?
It was bad something that I ate, because it was not happy in my stomach. Or in my wife's stomach, so it was obviously the food. It was very embarrassing.
And pretty bad.
The Phil of Future Proof Records, who had got us passes into the gig, he texted me. He was like, "Hey, where are you guys?" And I was like, "I'm at home, ill." But luckily, it didn't last. The food poisoning didn't stick very long. So thank goodness, I'm still alive.
Indeed, you are.
Well, at least by popular, whatever. Popular suggestion. Anyway, that was the Van Susans, and before that was the Manic Shine. Got tons more music for you. Aside from talking to Mark Riley a little bit as we go along, I don't have any big chunks of time taken away, so we're going to play tons of music tonight. The next one from a band that we played first last week as well. I don't know, actually. Sorry, we're playing... That tune was called Get Up, Get Out. The next tune is also called Get Up, Get Out. I thought we should play them together. But this is by a woman called Rebecca Pigeon. And you'll hear it here right now. The Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
Get up, 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 get up up, get up, get up, get up, get out.
You're listening to Recharged Radio. Spoon, but I want something else, so I'll make a plan to escape as I weave my thread on the tapestry of fate. I can feel it coming ever near. I can feel it, I'm so nearly there.
Tomorrow. sleeping right. You lie awake at night until the break of day.
Get out of the way.
Understanding, it pushed you and pulled you and wore you down,
wore you out.
Grabbed you and kissed you, now no one will miss you. Confusing and bruising and full of doubt.
Move back, stay out the way. Your time is up, exit the stage. Your last turn, crash and burn.
And the one bites the dust.
Yeah, thought you was tight with us, punk. Hope you learned your lesson. Don't take advantage, take things for granted. It was fun, now you're done.
Get up, move back, stay out the way. Your time.
Just give it up, old man. You know your time is through. Come on now, look at you. You won't be satisfied until your name is died. And we'll stay for the kill.
Oh, you know we will.
That was Duende. It's just saying perfect timing. The life is just around. That was Duende, the band that is that. Oh, that was all voices and noises and mouths and things. Wow. I'm a big fan. You can get that entire album for free if you go to duwende.com. We also heard back there from the Robbie Boyd Band with Amsterdam, and then Get Up, the second Get Up, Get Out of the evening, this time from Rebecca Pigeon. Let's see. So there you go. I will speak to you soon, Mark.
That's okay.
Plowing through tunes.
I don't mind.
The next tune, friends of mine were making fun of me for saying tune now. I say it with a CH, like you Brits do.
Yeah, I've noticed you writing that a lot as well.
I think it's funny.
It is funny.
And I'm stuck saying it whenever I don't want to. But the next band have played some tunes over at the Discovery Tonight, which we heartily, obviously, support and are backing, which is at the AAA in Kensington, on Kensington High Road. High Street. It's different. I found out.
High Street.
Yeah, Kensington High Street. Underneath a brilliant restaurant called Archangel. And that is every last Thursday of the month, which is coming up, actually, in a couple weeks' time. But this band has played it before. They're fantastic. They've just released this single, Too Close to Hurt. They're called Sugar Smack, with an exclamation point. Some more tunes for you here in the Just a Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
Now I've been around, but I've seen it all. This fairy tale is not a fairy. got me all confused. I lost the number now.
Needs to be driven, not controlled.
Thank you.
That is Matt Stevens. Matt Stevens played a gig with John Gom, we played last week, who is, they're both amazing. But Matt Stevens, of course, the loop pedal wizard prog rock master, with a town called Nightbus. We're going to see him actually on Monday, which is the musician.
Where's that?
The Musicians Clinic, which is Monday. And if you are a musician in London, you want to come down, head over to tourdates.co.uk/musiciansclinic. I run it, so the email will come to me, and then we'll get you in there. And if you just want to come along, it's at the Howley.
Strange names, these.
H-A-W-L-E-Y.
Holy.
Holy, I can't say it. I'm not British.
Oh,
it's like the road it's on. I don't know what it's named after the road. Who'd have thought? But yes, so it is that the Howley Arms. God, it's powerful. In Camden at 6:30 on Monday. If you want to come along, we're having a legal clinic from our man, Leonard Lowy, who's talking about the importance of legal in this tumultuous musical landscape ocean. Because I said tumultuous, I was thinking water. I guess it doesn't have to be water, does it? We're talking about cats and things, but yeah.
Yeah.
Because this one thinks it's time for dinner again, and it's just dinner time a few minutes ago. So he's trying to... It's our dinner time now.
It is.
Yes.
I'm actually rather hungry.
We've sent my faithful wife, who was very excited, to go get this food.
You thought it was the food was actually here.
Yeah, she was not excited about that one bit.
No.
But it's a good thing I played that song for the top of the show. Oh, no, she's lovely. And because I'm disorganized, she pays for it sometimes, which this is one of those times. So, sorry, sweetie. We will, let's get on with some more music, I think, while we get, while we wait patiently for our food. I don't know, you had a cat before too, didn't you?
I did. She was called Wembley.
How did you have her for a long time?
About, 7 years, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's not very long. She hasn't been gone for very long, has she?
No, she's 3 years. She must be just over. Yeah, over
she,
2 years.
Was she as insane as this puck as well?
Very much so. Very much so, but she sort of ran the place.
Ah.
And everywhere was hers, as with most cats, I suppose.
Yes.
And the pummeling, she didn't really understand the fact that she had claws.
Oh.
And we have, you know, pink soft limbs, so she hadn't quite grasped that.
This one actually does. Puck, well, we were talking about this, because our deaf white cat, Puck, was... clawing Mark's bag, and he does that, I think, because he wants to tell everyone it's things are his, with the little scent glands they have in their paws. Yeah, that's why we're talking about that. And he's crazy, and he thinks it's time for food. So, and Mumu is telling a story as well about her cats that run her house. How many? Do you have four cats?
Four cats, and there is a definite pecking order. Buffy Cat is the boss. She's the oldest, and she rules them all with a paw of iron. And then sort of like the next in charge is Viking, because he's actually her kitten, although he's about 5 years old and weighs 6 kilos and is big ginger and stupid. The next one is Loki, and he was a filthy, disgusting, flea-bitten, oil-encrusted stray that Viking made friends with and kept bringing home, and he just ended up moving in. And bottom of the pecking order, but cheekiest of them all, is Spider Cat, and he's just about a year old now. And he one of the few cats that eats things like peas, chili sauce, fish and chip batter. He just eats absolutely anything he can get his paws on, and wood pigeons.
Oh,
yes.
Poor wood so they bring pigeons. Him in for you as presents.
He left one right outside my bedroom door, so I found it first thing in the morning as I opened the door to walk down the landing to the loo. This disemboweled, beheaded wood pigeon. And there was this trail of blood and feathers all down the landing, down the stairs, through the living room, through the kitchen, to the cat flap. And then a God almighty mess in the back garden as well. He's such a good little hunter, that one.
Oh, bless him. And they're so proud of it as well.
I know. Nice. And then just beneath that, the humans are allowed in the pecking order. And that's purely because we have opposable thumbs and can open the meat pouches and cat food pouches and things.
That's all we're good for, really.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, let's get on with some more tunes. This is a funny one. This band is from I always forget what the name of the place they're from is called. I want to call it El Dorado, but El Dorado is the land of gold or something that is lost in the Amazon jungle in South America, which I was just hearing about today on Oh, I'm not going to say it now. We're not going to talk about that. AA. I should probably go to AA.
Don't do it.
We're not going to talk about it.
Mysterious Cities of Gold.
Yeah.
Awesome show.
Kind of. But anyway, this is. That's what this is more or less about. What that show is about, in a way. This is the tune is called "One Click Away from Judgment Day," and this is the band who is from New Mexico somewhere called the Imperial Rooster. Here on the Justin Wayne Show, it's Recharge Radio, or maybe it isn't. There we go.
Go to break out of the rails.
Think that everything's as easy as it really should be. So young, so naive to believe that the boys don't cry and the girls don't lie. What kind of fool am I? Believe in happy families. When we were 18, your lady leaves, walks out the door, and she takes your dreams. And the world, as you know, it seems to have been ripped at the seams. And you try not to show it, but you're feeling a little aggrieved. Yeah, a little bitter and twisted. So young, so naive. The lesson learned that in this world is nothing's as it appears to be. But the boys don't cry, and the girls don't lie. What kind of fool am I? But the boys don't cry, and I'm so naive to think that everything in life is a luxury. What kind of fool am I? But the boys don't cry. To believe in a knife for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Now there's gaps in your smile, the effects of a troublesome youth. And now you're black and blue, battered and bruised, using abuse. So much to prove, but nothing left to lose. And now you're acting a fool again, born again, hooligan, breaking the rules again, thinking you're cool again, sure way to lose a friend. You're living in a make pretend when you tell me that you're broken heart. Some the men see these mistakes, I'll make them again. Guess I'm just another one of them broken hearted men. But the boys don't cry. And the girls don't lie. What kind of fool am I? But the boys don't cry. And I'm so naive to think that everything in life is a luxury. What kind of fool am I? But the boys don't cry. Some mistakes I've made, I'll make them again and again. No matter how hard I try, I'll never change it. Everybody told me it was such a cruel world, but nobody told me it would be so cold. 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 In me, I used to believe in you. I used to believe in dreams and things that lovers do. And now I'm down on my knees, begging if you please. I'm trying to find some loving, praying for some peace. They tell me that your love is less than your heart is gone. Give me the keys to your heart and I'll pick the lock. And I'll be here waiting and waiting with my fingers crossed. But the boys don't cry, and the girls don't lie. What kind of fool am I? And I'm so naive to think that everything in life is a luxury. What kind of fool am I? But the boys don't cry.
And the boys don't cry. And the boys don't cry. And the boys don't cry. And the boys don't cry.
That man is Lester Clayton. He is now touring with the sort of the man of the hour, or the man of the day, or the man of the week, the month, the year, Ed Sheeran. And they're out there doing their thing. Apparently, when he played Oxford recently, he was approached by label people, which is pretty cool. So go Lester. Lester's amazing. And he was going to come up here and be on the show, but then he... Was it last week? Yeah, it was last week. And then it didn't happen. We will have him once he comes back from touring around with Ed Sheeran, as long as he doesn't get signed in the process, which might happen. We should say hello to Hazel, who's listening.
Hi, Hazel.
We're going to have her on. She's going to be on the show. She's just released her album, and we're going to have her on the show.
Listen to the Haze.
Listen to the Haze, yeah. What it's called. Is there a way to purchase it at the moment? Or is it?
I think no.
You just download it for free for somewhere.
I think it's a free download.
All right, cool. Hazel, where is it? Tell us where we find it. She's in the chat room, and we will. I was going to say something to Mark, and I completely forgot. Oh, Mark was talking about the roast of Charlie Sheen, which happened. And you're saying, what was it? The thing about Mike Tyson. Tell us again.
I'll tell you, but yeah. It wasn't. It's not word for word.
Why not?
But it was something about Mike Tyson said he got his inspiration from the Iliad and then turned to Seth MacFarlane and said, shows I'm not the only person who steals from Homer. I thought that was brilliant.
Touche. I was saying that.
He took it well, though, I have to say. He did take it very well. Mind you, you'd take anything well from Mike Tyson, really, wouldn't you?
When he says it like this.
Yeah. And then the rest of his speech sort of went downhill.
Oh.
That's probably because they had speech writers to help him with the first half.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
My opinion is quite low, but it is my own opinion and not affiliated with Recharged Radio.
It could be Recharged. Hazel Vickers Music. Oh, it's on Facebook for free. So you find Hazel. Hazelvickers Music. You can search for that on the Facebook, and you can get it downloaded there from there for free.
And it is very good. Very good.
Yeah, and we're going to, as part of one of our our courses that we're doing at the moment, I'm teaching a podcasting course. Hazel is going to be one of our subjects, and we're going to interview her in front of all of our students and record her live and spin a track or two. And that will be on the show. We'll be doing that next week, I think, next Thursday. So it'll be on the show probably the following Thursday or the Thursday after. So in the coming weeks, we'll be hearing from Hazel. And I've spoken to her already. She knows. I suppose that's why she's here in the chat room. Oh, and also, hello to Rodrigo de Sá of the Island Music Show, which has moved to Friday. Is no longer tonight. But I do play it. I do play old Island Music shows sometimes because I know that people miss it. And I miss it. So I put it on after my show. There was someone else in that chat room that we should also say hello to. Hello to Randy. Hello, Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Titty Bingo Randy.
Hey, Randy. Hey. How's it going?
Yeah. He wasn't. He said he might listen to your show, but then I don't think he did.
No, he wasn't in the chat room for my show.
He might have been listening though.
I still love you, Randy. It's okay. Yeah. You keep follow fighting me on a Saturday on Twitter.
Yeah,
he does.
It's always nice.
It is. Everyone else can follow me there, but DJ Moomin is very easy to find on Twitter. Nothing like a bit of shameless self promotion. Well,
you should absolutely. Yes,
you should
done.
Do. It must be done. What's your Twitter? I don't think I'm following you on Twitter yet, am I, Mark?
I don't know. Mark Riley Bass.
Oh, right.
That's really imaginative.
But you play drums.
I do. Oh, I told you it's imaginative.
Well, you play bass too.
I do play bass.
Would you say your bass is your first instrument?
Definitely first instrument.
And like piano or something, it was your first instrument?
No, actually drums was my first instrument. Then
it was.
Then guitar and then bass. And then I stuck with bass for 20 odd years. And now I'm back on drums.
Huh.
All right. So I can't decide. That's basically what it is.
Well, Jamie's been gone long enough to result in a severe lashing for me again. what did you do to me before? I forget.
I gave you a sound thrashing.
A sound thrashing. I'll be definitely getting a proper sound or another one in a little while. Because she has been down at the chip shop for way too long. But we're going to play a song from a man who I interviewed recently. Yes. Anyway, there you go. He's called Martin Sexton. He just came through and played here in London. Did a little 2-week tour of Europe and is now, I think, back in upstate New York, which is where he is from and lives and loves things. So if you're over there in the East, do check him out. He's brilliant. He's got this new album out. It's called Sugarcoating. And Sugarcoating is a song that Well, you'll hear it, but do listen to the words because they're very, very interesting. They're about 9/11, and obviously because of this year was the 10th anniversary of 9/11, it's a very poignant song at the moment, and I think speaks a lot about crazy news fanaticism and things like that. And yeah, bless him for writing the song. This is the acoustic version, which you can only get if you download it from iTunes. I'm not saying use iTunes, but it's brilliant. So here you go. On the Justin Wayne Show, it's Recharge Radio.
It was a clear blue day in September in the year 2001. Everybody seems to remember. Very few know how it was done. Jet planes flying into buildings, nobody getting in their way. Tall twin towers made of concrete and steel, coming down like paper mache. And I wonder why. Very few wonder why. With all the sweet, sweet, sweet sugar coating, the nightly news gone entertainment biz, and the politicians out showboating. Won't somebody tell it like it is? We went a-hunting for those old evildoers down in old Afghanistan, and then we lost the track and headed back to Iraq with our sights set on Iran. Through the desert runs a money trail we kill and die for to defend. Well, from the banks to the bankers and the tanks and the tankers, it's a war that knows no end. And no wonder why. Nobody wonders why. With all the sweet, sweet, sweet sugar coating, nightly news gone entertainment biz. Oh, big business out showboating. Won't somebody tell it like it is? Who knows the truth? I'm not afraid to tell it. This song is for you. If we talk, we're just dead men walking. Maybe if we're silent, we're living like slaves. But if we follow where we led and we're eating what we fed, then we might as well be sleeping in our graves. I enjoy the sweet, sweet, sweet sugar coating. Night the news gone entertainment biz. Oh, everybody out showboating. One day somebody gonna tell it like it is. Oh, I believe somebody gonna tell it like it is. I believe somebody gonna tell it like it is. Ah. Ooh, no.
Independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. Studio at rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.